Okay, continue. This episode is going to destroy me. I am so screwed by this episode.
You're going to get famous.
For the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage. I'm your host, Chris Savage, and we are here shooting a very special episode today. We are shooting our 100th episode. I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. And Sylvie, I know she's made an amazing plan. So, Sylvie, there you are.
Here I am. How did I get here?
Magic. Thanks for being here in my home studio.
It's great to be back.
It's great to have you. We recorded
an episode here a long time ago.
Yeah, many moons ago.
But we're back. We're back, baby. And we have a whole big thing planned for you for 100.
I have no idea.
You've been kept in the dark.
Yes.
But we thought it would be fun, mm-hmm. since you're always interviewing guests mm-hmm. on the show. Mm-hmm. We wanted to put you in the hot seat. We wanted to ask you 100 questions for our 100th episode and take you to a few locations that are guaranteed to get you talking too loud.
Well, that sounds great.
Does it sound good?
And a little terrifying, but sounds great.
I'm going to start things off.
Okay.
I'm going to be your first interviewer.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's so nice.
And these are some softballs.
Okay.
Date, marry, kill with social media platforms.
Okay.
We've done this one before. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram.
I'm going to marry YouTube. Less too much good quality content on there. You know, rivals Netflix. if you're looking for the right comedy shows, I'm going to date Instagram.
Kill TikTok.
And I'm going to kill TikTok. And I actually did kill TikTok for my phone because it was too much for me. You know, when an algorithm is too good, you know, you must act. We're just training for the future with like a super AI in front of us, you know, just turn it off.
I try to stay away from TikTok. It's a vortex.
Same reason?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a vortex. I will be on there for hours and hours and hours. If you could have any celebrity guest on Talking Too Loud, who would it be?
I feel like I've said this before, but The Rock.
But I
think I'm going to tell you why, though. Because I think he really has had a pretty amazing career if you think about where he started.
Yeah.
He's always been an entertainer, but he actually has had these like incredible businesses that he's built up. A lot of them. He works with his ex-wife and has just built this beast of an engine. And there's too many interviews I've seen that I've actually ended up like genuinely inspired because he's like so authentic and so real.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think The Rock. That's what
I just
want
him to pick me up, really.
Yeah,
just
throw you around. Yeah, that's really what we're going to do.
Bench me.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite emoji?
The rocket ship.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I like this one.
That's nice. Yeah.
Wink, smile.
Yeah. Okay. That, just to be clear, is the wink smile.
Wink, smile. What's the most creative thing you've ever done? Well, I like this question.
Well, good for you. Nice job just starting off quickly complimenting yourself. Who did this? Whose idea was this?
What genius came up with this?
The most creative thing I've ever done. I put building a business in the category of being creative, and so it would be Wistia.
100%.
But I've made some pretty fun videos with my kids and nieces and nephews that are I'm proud of. So yeah,
nice.
Those have been very creative.
Nice.
And I've painted a few things that are still hanging up only in my home and only in areas where other people can't see them.
Maybe we'll put those on Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe,
oh, sure.
Maybe people will like to see.
There has to be some line somewhere and I might draw out of these paintings.
They're not allowed. If you could only shop at one clothing store for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Faherty.
What's that?
It's where these shorts are from.
Okay.
Faherty is a kind of like a cool surfer brand. And
it's
like,
a surfer brand?
It's like everything is like really like such a
so chill.
But I have a lot of shirts from Faherty. I have a lot of shorts. They have comfortable gear.
Is it men's only clothing?
No. You know, they have, oh God, what it's called. They have this flannel that's like a Jersey-esque flannel, and it is like the most comfortable thing, like in the fall.
I got to check this place
out. You've been surfing all day, and then like, then you put the flannel on.
I like your California surfer persona.
Yeah.
What's your latest AI obsession?
Well, I'm not actually using this yet, but I'm very excited about the Apple Intelligence, which they just announced in iOS 18. Yep. Mostly because I feel like there's been so many different applications of AI that are fun, but you don't use them every day. And I think there's an opportunity with this of like, hey, you ask your phone, when should I leave for the airport? And it checks your email and it checks your calendar, it checks your location, it checks traffic, and it says you should leave in 5 minutes. And that to me feels like the combination of all of these really personal things. So I'm dying to test that, but I'm also terrified to install the iOS beta because I once lost like a huge amount of data on my phone because of that.
That is a tragedy.
So I'm gonna have to wait, which is really hard for me.
Calm down. Stay patient.
Okay, thanks.
Don't talk too loud about it. What's your favorite Wistia video?
So we did the recaps for a long time, which was like the end of the year. There'd be like a wrap up with a rap song that that Dan would make. And those have a special place in my heart. And then it also makes me think of there's this one time we did, we were announcing Wistia Fest. Mm. And we had like a musical intro. And that video was so absurd that we thought this was a good idea. And it was so great and so funny and so earnest. I think those are up there for me.
Something I'm very curious about. If you could be an extra on any movie set, what would it be?
My brain goes to like something that has like an epic number of extras, like something that's like a really...
Dune?
Sure. Dune would be a perfect example. Yeah. Like huge number of extras, huge set.
Yeah.
Like something that if you know you're like, you're part of movie magic if you're there.
I think Dune is that's Dune really, is high
that's
for
a great
me too.
One. Yeah. Dune 2 Cruise Control.
Have you ever won a contest?
Yeah. In high school, I did the stock market club 1 year and I came first in the state.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
You
were the best investor?
Yeah. And I was not expecting it. Let me tell you, but you better believe when I was applying to colleges, that was on there.
Best investor in Rhode Island.
Well, it was like coming to this thing and I was like, okay. And then they're like, and up next is this team. It was like me and these two other guys. And like, I don't really need to get into how good we were, but we were very good.
You were crushing
the
market.
Yeah, we were crushing it. Yeah.
Summer or winter Olympics?
Summer.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's the right answer. Swimming? Come on. Swimming is so exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
It's very exciting.
Although the more I think about that, I might switch to winter.
Oh, man.
I like the biathlon.
I knew the more you thought about it.
You know, because everyone likes winter more. You're just looking for more people to get on the summer side.
Get on board with Summer Olympics. If you could play one sport professionally, what would it be? Oh, come on. This is an easy one for you.
Race car driver. Yeah. Actually, though, I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's very fun to be in the sim. It's very fun to race, very fun to follow. But it is kind of dangerous.
Oh, just a wee bit.
And
hot.
And it's so, sometimes it's really hot. So maybe curling. That's not hot.
That's not hot. Yeah. That's on ice. Mm-hmm. All right. What was your favorite subject in college?
Film.
You're
like, yeah. Film theory. Stars and stardom.
I loved film. What was your least favorite subject in college?
I took a class that was supposed to be a gut course called like the biology of the ear. It was just studying biology of the ear. That might be incorrect.
I
remember it as. And I remember it being, the ear is very intricate and it's very important.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be a gut class. And it didn't feel like one.
What's your favorite streaming service?
Right now? I mean, the truth is I think it switches,
it
right?
It does switch, it switches, depending on the show.
And right now I would say Apple TV Plus because I love Dark Matter. And
oh,
I know
my
you
God.
Love it also.
I love it.
Yeah. It's.
I'm going to catch up.
Really good. So, but it will probably quickly switch.
Yeah, because the bear is coming
Correct.
Back.
So when that comes back, I think
Hulu.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Hard no.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely do.
I'm not an idiot, so.
Oh my God. You're not operating on the highest plane.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I could tell you some stories. Okay.
Please do.
If you could live to be 100,
uh-huh.
What's one thing you'd want to accomplish in your lifetime?
If I could live to 100, I would want to have a good life at 100. And so I think for me, that would be about like spending time with my kids and grandkids and, you know, like being able to be, quote, active with them at 100. That would be the goal.
So pure.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good life. Well, we're about to have a great day.
I cannot wait.
In this good life.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. We're headed to our next location.
Let's go.
It's a bit of a drive.
Really?
Just a bit.
I really wish you told me the schedule up front.
Surprise, surprise. So okay. We're here at Flower Bakery,
okay.
40 Erie Street.
And you purposely chose a heat wave for this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are we at right now? We're like, we're at 85 so far, but we're
going
to be.
It's only going higher.
It's only going up. Great.
It's only going up.
Nothing like a white shirt to just sweat through as we walk around in a heat wave. I'm so glad I knew what we were doing.
It's better than inbound last year.
That's true. Cooler. That's true.
Why
first
does
episode.
Flower yeah. have you talking too loud?
Joanne Chang came on for the first episode of Talking Too Loud. She's very gracious to do that in the middle of a pandemic when she basically couldn't have people into her stores. And so it was all takeout. And we talked about, you know, how she was doing all this social media of the baked goods that look so good, caused me to constantly order things. I think back very fondly of that. And Joanne's the best.
Well, we're going to head into Flower, get some treats, and see what else is in store.
Sounds great.
Okay.
It's really hot.
Be very descriptive.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah, what you're seeing.
All right. Into Flower Bakery. Look at this cute logo. It's bustling in here. Got a good crowd going. Oh, my God. And wouldn't you know it? Frank, our social media manager, is here.
What?
Look at this. Look at this.
Wow.
This is for you, sir.
Wow. Oh, this is for me?
Thank
That's you so
for you.
Much. Thank you so
Please.
Much.
Yeah.
We have to know. What has you talking too loud right now?
Doing this.
I have some thoughts. Some thoughts. So, do you have a favorite Talking Too Loud episode and why?
Mm.
That is really hard because I think there's a bunch of different episodes that stand out at like different moments in the show. I think episodes that I go back to are ones that I learned a lot. And I've taken the advice, or I was so surprised because like the vibe was so good.
So you guys have been at this for a while now. So what advice would you give to someone starting their own podcast?
I think pick a topic that you actually care about, because like just like anything that's hard to do, it takes a long time. We've learned, I feel like, through this that what works is when we can actually like take our filters off mm-hmm. and like be ourselves, which is also not tiring. And it's like it actually gives you energy to do it.
That's actually a really good point. Just being yourself is not tiring.
If you haven't done this a lot, if you haven't put it out there and like your different thoughts and opinions and the way that you talk and the mistakes you make and all that stuff, it can feel so tiring to try to stay on the message you want to have. And I think it's been really freeing to instead like let it rip.
You got to go with something that like you love talking about, and then it's gonna flow from
happens.
There.
Yeah.
You mentioned a minute ago that some of your favorite episodes were the ones where you learned something.
Yeah.
What's maybe the most surprising thing you learned since starting Talking Too Loud?
Oh my gosh, that is such a hard question.
I'm not here for softballs.
No, I know.
Look at his shirt.
Yeah, see
best
the shirt?
Interviewer ever.
I see it. No, it's great.
They don't just give these out. They don't just give these out. You got to earn these.
I think the surprising thing is that a lot of people find their way to kind of the same like habits and approach. Like a lot of success looks the same. Mm-hmm. And it's like that, like the people who are doing the thing that they're successful at, like they actually enjoy it. I know mm-hmm. I already said that, but I think it's real. They are unbelievably like consistent. So many of these people who do very different, interesting things in very different fields, like they love what they do. They stay on it for an extremely long time. Often at the beginning, you don't see a lot of progress. And I think like that is what trips everybody up. And I think like, you know, I feel like that's my story. And it's been surprising how much that story is the same.
That's interesting, the consistency across.
Yeah, that it's often like you start on something, you stay passionate, you stay focused on it, you get better and better and better. You can't see the progress very easily at first. Mm-hmm. And that's often the hardest part. Mm-hmm. And that's not unique, that is actually what a lot of success looks like.
Can you share a memorable moment or funny anecdote from like behind the scenes?
Uh-oh.
I feel like a lot of our BTS moments actually make it into our cold opens because they're just us laughing. Mm-hmm. I think when we recorded on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
And I was like having a full-blown panic attack behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And you were just like, keep it together. And I was like, my internet isn't working. I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work. And you're like, it's going to work. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And now Clubhouse is kind of
gone.
It's kind of gone. R.I.P.
Yeah, but that was actually a great example of something that's like, even going live, like there's been a bunch of times we're going live and you're prepping and you're really stressed.
Yes.
And then the truth is, like, if you're talking to your friend and they make a mistake, they fix it or whatever. You go down a tangent, it's fine. And like, I think we don't realize how much that's actually what we want.
Yeah.
And so that's back to like, over time, I feel like we put more of the behind the scenes stuff in the show.
Yeah.
Or we'll record something and somebody will be like, that was crazy.
You're notorious for whenever we get a guest in virtually, he'll just hit record. I'm like, what are you doing?
Nice.
And he's like, this is gold right here.
Well,
we got to get,
well,
we got to capture the gold.
A number of times we start catching up with someone, they start telling me something. I'm like, that's exactly what I talked to you about on the show.
Nice.
I need you to talk about it like the first, like to have it be fresh, basically. Yeah. So it is a funny thing.
Have you ever been nervous for any guest?
I'm sure I have. Whenever I feel underprepared, or not in the more like not in the right frame of mind,
yeah,
that's when it gets me.
Maybe this is related then. What's been like the biggest production challenge that you've faced?
I mean, when we transitioned to video, that was hard for me. I am like allergic.
Do you have like a pump up song or like a couple pump up songs? So you can narrow it down to two or three.
I really want you to have
Pinball Wizard.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Do you have a guilty pleasure TV show?
What? How guilty?
how vulnerable do you want to be? I don't know. It's your podcast.
I feel more guilty about the video games I play than the content
I
watch.
All right. What's your guilty pleasure?
Well, I mean, historically, it's been Fortnite.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then recently, it's been Gran Turismo and F1 24. It's spending far too much time just trying to hit lap times, which is just so silly because... But I feel like it's translated in my driving real life. So that seems good.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Good, good.
I'm excited to be in a car with you.
Yeah, exactly. I know you listen to a good number of podcasts. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite other than this one, obviously?
My favorite podcast other than this one is Take Your Shoes Off with Rick Glassman, comedy podcast. And he's just extremely funny and surprising. And actually, part of what makes it fun is that he's constantly editing it in a funny way. And so he can like see the edits in his mind. There's animations whizzing around and it's like awkward, funny, sharp humor.
Mm. Have you ever thought about like, if you weren't in this career, what else would you be doing? Like you've been doing this for 18 years, obviously.
Making action movies.
All right.
That's like one of my other dreams is like to make like a smart action movie. Like my favorite ones are like, The Firstborn Identity is up there.
Okay.
And like, yeah, just something where you actually believe that the characters are making smart decisions, but there is a lot of action. Like, I love that type. That's like a guilty pleasure for me.
This might be something from Talking to Light. It might not be, but what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've received? I think it's from my dad, and it was that... early days of Wistia, he asked me what the dream was. He's like, what are you trying to do with this? I'm like, Dad, the dream is to make $60,000 a year in revenue. And if we do that, Brent and I will each make $30,000 and we're going to be good. That's it. That's the dream. And he was like, you might want to prepare for success more and like figure out what happens if this is actually successful and like try to spend time thinking through what would happen, what we need to change, but like what would it take to get there? And I think that's something that I think about a lot, which is like running through the scenarios of how to make something successful. It helps you create the path to try to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easy to not do. And so I think that's probably been the advice that's like had the biggest impact on me.
On the face of it, it's kind of counterintuitive because you think like prepare for the worst, hope for the best, but like prepare for the best.
Prepare for the best.
Yeah. You have to prepare for the best.
Yeah. Plan for the best.
Right.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
I've never thought like that.
I love that. Yeah.
Today is the day to change it.
Today's your day. Today is the day to change. You got to turn it around.
Yeah.
Plan for the best.
Plan for the best. That's it. If you had a time machine, what moment in time would you want to visit?
2006.
Okay.
Specifically?
Yeah, I'd just like to see me starting Wistia.
Oh, that's so stupid. Nice.
That's not nice? No, it's nice. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite holiday?
Probably Thanksgiving.
Good answer.
I feel like it's like less stressful, and my family, we celebrate Christmas, but it's less stressful than that. You're not getting all these presents, not doing this other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like quality eating and family time.
Less stressful unless you're the one preparing the meal, maybe.
Yes. Now, if it was me preparing the meal, I'm going to change my answer July 4th.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I'm happy to prepare the meal that day.
That's my kind of meal.
Yeah, that's my kind of meal. I mean,
dogs and burgers. Oh, yes.
What's your hidden talent?
Sleight of hand.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
You do a little magic?
I have a few tricks up my sleeve, yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
See,
and I will be expecting a trick today.
See what we can do.
Okay.
This whole thing is magic. So, yeah. I mean, honestly. All right. This is my last one. What's your favorite thing about your job?
I think my favorite thing is just, like, working with really smart people to work on hard problems. Like, I love trying to creatively solve problems in ways that haven't been before. And often that's also where you get the most benefit. And so that for me is, I think, what makes me love it so much.
That's great. That's great. That's a heartwarming answer.
Yeah. That is.
I love that.
That's a nice
note. So genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me here.
Should we have
a bite?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You too.
Have your overnight oats,
okay,
please.
Okay, sure. I'll bite into this.
Oh, you're taking the bite.
Very good. Thank you, Flower, so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Flower.
Thank you, Flower. We're here at the Wistia Studios with your co-founder, Brendan Schwartz.
In a getup that I've never seen him in before.
I look like a child.
Yeah, it's great.
Oversized
shirt. It reminds me of when we first met, basically.
And what was that?
I mean, I feel like you wore a hat back then.
Were you a hat
guy?
I
do not look good in hats.
But
I
did you
never
wear
them.
Did you wear one?
That's true.
We went to that golf party, maybe?
It could be. I remember you used to wear a visor.
I sure did.
No!
Those really have fallen out of fashion. I think they could be back.
I mean, freshman year.
Were they ever in fashion?
No, but
briefly, when Limp Bizkit was in their prime, I think
that was your idol,
which is right around that time.
And they're back now.
Yeah, they're back, baby.
They're back, baby.
Have you seen Fred Durst recently?
Yes, he's aged.
Has he?
So, I mean, everyone ages, but he's aged.
His
look was so specific.
It was.
That he looks like a different person.
Like I said, you're in the hot seat today, turning the mic back to you. Mm-hmm. And Brendan has come up with some pretty hard-hitting questions.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I've known you for, what did we determine? 23
years?
23 years. So I've been saving, you know, for today.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
sure
like
you have.
I just need to know the answer to these questions. Well, let's see.
What's your favorite candy?
Close. Are you ready? What is your dream vacation destination?
Dream? Like, okay, so you want me to go sci-fi on this? You know, just like...
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to vacation in the year, like, 2400.
Oh, a time travel vacation.
I think a time travel vacation. I think at that point, we will have unlimited, abundant energy. We'll live in a very green world. Everything will have been solved.
We'll
still have this exact same number of problems we have today, but those problems will be very solved. I think it'll be easy to go to space. Probably go to space for lunch.
Space lunch?
There'll be a lot of space lunches.
I love space lunch.
Well, you think about it. You know, you go to the top of like the Space Needle, right? And you have lunch. So why not go to space for lunch?
Like a true space, yeah.
Yeah, real space.
That's a great answer.
You don't think that's going to happen? I think it's going to happen for sure.
I love that.
There'll be a space elevator, don't you think? I'm serious. Don't you think?
Probably.
He's like, Brendan, I'm serious.
A space elevator? I've heard about those. Yeah.
Your brother likes to talk about that a lot.
Joel?
Yeah.
Never heard him talk
really?
About that.
Oh, yeah. He's told me all about it.
Joel has a lot of like offline comments.
Yeah, mostly about space elevators. And I
never heard him once mention space elevators.
Really?
In his life. But it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
This next question is about my brother.
I mean, we're right on task here today.
Yeah, if he could have any superpower, what do you think my brother's superpower would be? This is about you. I'm just kidding. What superpower would you like?
I mean, Joel would like unlimited strength. And I would also like that.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Twins.
You are very strong, though, so you want even more.
That's true.
Want even more. Always want more. Your advantages.
Yeah. Always want more.
What is your favorite childhood memory?
Oh,
let's
man.
Get real.
I know, hard pivot.
I mean, it has to be like waking up, running down the stairs on like Christmas morning and like seeing the presents and ripping them to shreds and just being so excited.
It was so wholesome.
I mean, ripping them open. I don't mean
with
to
unlimited
shreds.
Strength.
With unlimited strength, yeah. With my superpower fully intact.
That is a nice memory, the magic of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
If you could swap places with anyone for a day, who would it be and why?
I think probably one of my kids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which one? No, I'm just kidding.
I'll probably go Zoe, go with the older one. But she always asks me these questions that are like, I mean, kids just do this, but like that are kind of out of nowhere. And you're like, how did your mind get to that? And like, I would like to relive that experience. And I know enough about her life that the perspective, I think, would be very interesting.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, my gosh.
Was I there?
Seven Dust.
Oh, I was there for that. Wow. At Lupo's in Providence?
Yes,
that
correct.
That was a great show.
You know what's good when we're getting the crew to start to laugh?
What was the vibe?
No, I just remember that being so memorable and so like, we listened to the music, but I really had no idea what seeing the band was going to be like. And it was like, so we saw in this little venue called Lupo's. It was like pretty small room.
Pretty grimy.
Okay.
Extremely grimy.
Crazy.
Sweaty, oh, yeah. Mosh pit, utterly like insane. But it just sticks out there as like it was such a unique experience from like our day to day that it was like so fun.
How old
were
you?
We're talking early 2000s hard rock here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were probably 19.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe 18. I don't
know. Yeah, around there.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Get a Cometeer coffee. Sit on the couch.
His fave.
Good, yeah. Good plug.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I do have a referral code. I'm trying to get at one of those Cometeer coolers.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
I was waiting.
This is a heavy one.
Do you get embarrassed?
Yeah, the most embarrassing moment that I could probably talk about is
that's work appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, work appropriate is like when I spoke at Robin Camp. Do you remember that?
Was this in Providence?
No, it was in Cambridge.
What camp?
Ramen camp. It was like when people said about ramen profitable. There used to be this vernacular that people would say like, your goal is to get ramen profitable, which is basically like the business makes enough money you can just survive off of ramen, but like packaged ramen, not like great ramen.
Okay.
So the culture has shifted because now it's like ramen is not necessarily cheap. And I remember I had to give a talk about like the 10 ways to like drive sales or something, and we were maybe like 5 years in. It was the first talk I ever had to give. And I remember I was like waking up in the middle of the night stressed about it for like months getting ready for this thing. And I'd practiced my talk, but I went up there and my talk was supposed to be 30 minutes and I did it in like 8. And I remember my mouth got completely dry and I knew that. They all knew I was so nervous. I was like, I have a water. Got her to snort. I was so devastated and it just felt like utter failure. And then I remember walking into the hallway and someone had just seen the talk that I knew, but I didn't know they were in the room. This guy, TJ. And TJ's like, hey, Chris. I was like, yeah. He's like, you know, I think this stuff you're saying is actually pretty good. Like, once you do this enough and you kind of get over the fear, like, I think it'll be a good talk.
Once you put in 22 more.
Well, and I was like, could you tell I was nervous?
And then,
and then I think it,
and it's just, but that embarrassment sat with me for a long time.
Yeah.
And it honestly wasn't till like 2 years later ran into someone at some startup event and they're like, hey, you gave that talk about how to drive, like 10 ways to drive sales. I was like, yeah, like I took your advice and it worked. And I was like, wait, what? Huh? No, you're not really me. And they're like, yes. And it was this moment of like realization of, yes, I was so nervous, so embarrassed. I like, my mouth got dry. Like I could barely complete the thing. I just sped through everything so quickly. And yet some of the content was actually valuable. And it was like, I need to reframe my thinking about like focus on that. And there's a lot of moments that like, you know, they're embarrassing for you, but for everybody else, like they're not.
Yeah.
It's not the same level of thing.
Yeah.
If you could be any fictional character, who would it be?
Any fictional character.
Why did you say it like
that? I don't know.
Fictional.
Fictional.
You're gonna pass this one? You can pass.
You can pass.
I mean, my first instinct was Han Solo.
There
you
go.
That's a great instinct.
Yeah.
Follow your gut.
Yeah.
Who was your childhood hero? Or a heroless childhood.
So dark.
Neo.
That movie hit at the right time.
Yeah, perfect time.
You were
I had to see a pirated copy of it.
You were an adolescent boy in the late 1990s. All right, what's your favorite?
The guy who broke open the Matrix? Are you kidding me? That's incredible.
I can't.
Favorite book of all time?
Elements of Style.
Oh, nice answer.
Or How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Another classic.
Or Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
What is the greatest prank you've ever played on someone?
I'm going to bring you into it, so I'm not the only one. Was when our friend David was...
He goes by David now.
Yeah, he goes by David now. We knew him as Dave.
The prank was he introduced himself as David, and we called him Dave for 4 years in college.
A four-year-long prank.
No, we for some reason thought it would be very funny when he was out of his room in college or in the same suite to like epoxy everything in his room to every surface.
No.
So he came back in, it was like the deodorant's epoxied, all the coins in his drawers are epoxied.
That was
like,
the worst one, the coins in the drawers.
Yeah.
What's your go-to dance move?
Robot. That's not really true.
Is your go-to dance move different depending on the company?
Yeah, depending on which company I'm at. Yeah, like Wistia or
If you're a B2B SaaS Substack versus your B2C company.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Uh-huh. Is there a dance move that you'd only do at home in front of your kids or with your family that hasn't yet been debuted?
It's more just genuine. I mean,
you're
I feel like when I'm
a robot.
Well, no, I'm just like with my kids, like they really want complete freedom. And then it's like, you know, you have some filters you put on. You don't do the worm in public anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah.
It's 2024.
It's 2024 around here.
We ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite pizza topping?
Sun-dried tomatoes, I think.
Really?
No.
Sun-dried tomatoes have fallen way out of fashion.
They have, but I do really like a sun-dried tomato on a pizza. I mean, I love a little like burrata, a little fresh schmutz on there. Pepperoni, you know?
I don't think I've seen you eat a sun-dried. I got to keep an eye out.
Come on over.
I feel like sun-dried like peaked when The Matrix was in theaters.
Well,
is that true?
There's a trend in all of this. Whatever's peaking when you're like 18 like sticks
it's
with
back.
You. Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, you've answered all of my questions.
I know that you've been obviously working these questions for years.
I've been working there for years.
Well, thank you so much.
And I can't believe I didn't know your favorite pizza topping. I feel embarrassed. This could be my most embarrassing moment.
Lucky you. That's a good one.
We're on a duck boat.
Uh-huh.
Have you been on the duck boat before?
I have not been on this specific boat. I've hit the boat from other drop-off points.
Lovely.
It's been a long time, though. It's been a very long time since I've been on a duck boat.
Well, I can't wait to talk too loud on this boat with you.
Okay, let's do it.
Sylvie, you can press the horn if you want. There you go. That's the one. There you go. Get that road rage out.
Who's your favorite sports team?
The Ferrari F1 team.
Of course it is. What's the best Halloween costume you've ever worn?
There was a year, I was probably 25, that... 24, 25, when I lived in the house that we started Wistia in, and we all dressed up as characters from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's so
good. And
it
was such a fun group costume.
Who were you?
I was Wario.
That's right. I knew that.
Yeah.
It fits.
You knew it. Yeah.
The hat fits. What's your favorite way to stay active?
Lifting.
How much can you bench?
We're getting into this?
No. I think I already know.
300. 301 rep max. You want to get in the deadlift too?
No
480.
Big deal.
You want to get in the squat? About 420.
Okay.
No big deal.
What is your favorite amusement park ride?
You know, right now I would take anything that splashes you because it's hot, so hot. So that's all I can think about is water.
Yeah.
So Splash Mountain?
That's the one.
Okay.
What's the best party you've ever been to?
My wedding.
Oh, what an answer. Where was it?
It was at Old Sturbridge Village.
I don't know it, but I like the sound.
No, it's just a place where usually kids go to learn about the 1800s. It's a historic village that's comprised of a number of homes and shops taken from different places to create a fake historic village to establish what the 1800s was like. And we got married there because everyone could stay at the same place. and we had a barbecue roast the night before. So, but it's just like your wedding is the best. It's just like all your favorite people are in the same place, same time. So that was epic.
What's the most unusual job you've ever had?
I briefly in high school was a transporter at a hospital. And so I would, basically they would call and say like, we need blood or we need plasma or whatever. And the transporters are the people who bring the stuff around the hospital.
Okay.
So I did that. Wow. And I was like mostly lost. So it felt actually really stressful.
Like, where does the blood go?
Like, I felt like I have to get this to this place right now. That's the job. It's like, we need whatever stat, you know? And you're like, shit, like I'm doing this?
Stat
like, what if I hit the wrong button on the elevator? It's very stressful.
That sounds
incredibly
stressful. What is one of your nicknames?
I mean, I get called Savage a lot. I was just telling someone the other day that I used to do soccer camp when I was like probably like fifth grade, sixth grade. And for some reason, I don't know why, I insisted on wearing hiking boots to play every day. So it's dead of the summer and I was wearing hiking boots. So the everyone started calling me Boot. And so there was a while they would they'd chant Boot.
Boot is a good nickname.
It was pretty fun.
That's a terrible decision that you made.
I don't know why. I think I was just trying to be unique. I also wore a bandana.
You gotta stand out. You love being different.
Let's go.
Okay, what's your favorite breakfast food?
Croissant.
What's the one thing you worry about most as a CEO?
Oh my God, what's your favorite breakfast food? And what's the one thing you worry most as a CEO? I think basically making sure that we have the right capital allocation across the business to align for what we're trying to do this year and also in many future years.
I'm sorry, that was a terrible back-to-back question.
That's fine.
But you got it. If you could invent a public holiday, what would it be?
National Blockbuster Movie Day, and everybody goes and sees like it's free popcorn.
Oh my God!
And just you see the biggest, most like popcorny blockbuster movies that exist.
Somebody,
and
please.
You're in the middle of the day because there's almost no greater joy than seeing a movie like that at like 11 a.m.
If you had to eat only one thing for the next 100 days, what would it be?
Breakfast sandwiches.
What's the funniest thing you ever witnessed during a Zoom meeting?
Oh, I mean, I'm not sure this is a Zoom. We were recording an episode talking too loud, and someone was so excited they broke a vase, right?
Yes, that was Jeff Charles from Ramp.
Yeah, Jeff Charles from Ramp.
Name something you're low-key good at.
Home construction. You guys maybe can see my... I have like this...
Did you break a cup? Did that just happen too?
Maybe a vase.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Because it sounded like a fake sound effect. Did that just... And he just kept going.
He
was utterly unfazed. I mean, that guy is an animal. So that was on brand for him.
That was an amazing moment that I will never forget. Okay, last one. What's your favorite arcade game?
Like, you can only play in an arcade?
Yes.
The Simpsons game.
Done.
Great.
Wrapped.
We've done it. It's like an oven in here. It's so hot.
Yes, it is me, world famous Formula One driver Charles Leclerc on Team Ferrari, of course.
The best part of this, he has to do the accent. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it's really me, one of the youngest drivers in Ferrari's history, and FIA Formula 2.
Hello, Charles. How are you? Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
I'm very good. Very pleased to be on your show, Christopher. How you say, first time, long time, Chris?
Oh God, I miss this gag so much.
Oh, this is the so best. Good.
Have you been pedaled to the metal all day long?
Yeah, it's been brutal out there. You know?
To the metal.
You know, yeah. When I face extreme heat in my Formula One car,
you do face that.
Yeah.
I like to stay hydrated. Christopher, have you been staying hydrated?
We haven't been doing a good enough job. I can tell you that.
Minimally hydrated.
You must drink your fluid, Sylvie. You look a little parched.
Very parched.
Yes, well, in my hometown of Monaco, I know the heat. I know it well.
I know the heat. I know it well.
It is very toasty out there. You can, how you say... Fry an egg.
Rumor has it you have some questions for...
Yes. I do have some rapid-fire questions for you, Savage. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Gentlemen and ladies, Start your engines. Christopher, if you had to hire one person from Succession to work out, what would it be and why?
What are their names? I'm blanking on
them. Kendall, Shiv.
Rome.
Roman, not Cousin Greg. Okay. What's a job that you'd be truly terrible at?
Any kind of financial forecasting.
Financial forecasting. Got that. Okay. Now, what's one of your favorite advertisements?
You can't look at your Budweiser.
What'd you say? I said Budweiser. Oh, the Budweiser frogs. Yeah.
Oh, the frogs. Yes.
What's up?
Looks like the heat is really getting to you two today. I hope the air conditioning in that green room is nice and cold.
Oh my god.
Now, Chris, if you could work on any in-house creative team, whose would it be and why?
Probably work at Wistia.
Oh.
Boom.
Surprise, surprise. Now, what are three things you'd put inside of your time capsule? I know my three, but I want to know what yours are.
This is too much. Three things at a time. Okay, hold on.
Yes,
okay,
this is going to be buried, and it'll be unearthed in 100 years.
My first instinct is to bury my phone with the gyroscope app so someone can see if their prediction was right about when I would die.
Wow. Morbid.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I would probably get some scientific samples for folks. I would hermetically seal maybe ocean water or the
soil?
Tomatoes and current tomatoes so they could go back and see what things are like. And the third thing, a photo album.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That's very nice. I'm not sure that iPhone battery would last 100 years, but here's hoping. Okay, what object do you misplace or lose the most?
My, like, car fob.
Not your AirPods, huh? Your car fob. Okay, now what's your favorite condiment? What condiment are you
using
these days? Mustard, okay.
That was rapid.
Yeah.
Sylvie?
I'm going to go condiment mayo. Choice?
Mayo.
I'm going to go mayo.
Wow, very nice. Okay, now, what's the hardest thing about running a company, Chris Savage?
you know, I think it's just like balancing priorities over the right timelines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what's your favorite thing about your co-founder, Brendan Schwartz?
His sense of humor.
Sense of humor built Wistia, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are you more head or are you more heart?
I'll say heart.
In my short time with you, Christopher, I have to agree. Now, if you could wind the clock back 10 years, what advice would you give to your younger self?
In big, hard decisions, like lean into your instincts even more, because like when you make big, hard decisions and you don't trust your instincts, those are the decisions you ultimately regret.
I'm nodding aggressively because of the duck boat.
I'm nodding too. You just can't see it. Now, what's a rookie mistake you made at the beginning of your career?
There was a lot of times we actually we were making progress on something, but it was the numbers were so small, so early, it was hard to see or believe that like the progress could grow as much as it could. So I can think of a few times when we were on a project and then stopped before we should have. Like we should have actually
kept
compounding the wins as opposed to being like, this thing isn't taking off super fast. Like we should give up. And I can look back on a bunch of projects that actually in hindsight were extremely successful that we just didn't compound the impact on.
Well, we have a few more rapid fire questions and I just wanted to acknowledge that was a beautiful answer. And I think we finally gotten your guard down after being so intimidated by talking to me, Charles.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I'm feeling good. You really relaxed me, Charles. Leclerc.
I try to do that. Anyway, what's your favorite catchphrase?
You think you're so great?
No. And if you go on any game show, what would that be?
Family Feud.
I don't really watch it, I have to admit. Okay.
If neither you could do I, but it sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have time.
Feuding with another family? I mean, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, two more questions, Christopher Savage. If you could master any instrument, what would it be?
Piano.
White and black keys, huh? Final question from me. I believe this might be question 100. If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
I think probably about the psychology of what it takes to like scale a business.
Sign me up. I would love to go to your book signing.
That's great. We're looking for people that can help endorse that when it happens, so I'll keep you in mind.
Well, Chris and Sylvie, I have drank way too much water myself, and I need to make a pit stop. That's just a little F1 humor for you. But in all seriousness, before we wave the checkered flag on today's festivities, there is just one more thing happening in the studio. So put the pedal to the metal. Christopher J. Savage, okay. Au revoir. It's me, Charles Leclerc, signing off.
Okay. All right. Bye, bud.
Savage?
Yes.
We've come to the end of our journey.
Okay.
I have one more surprise for you.
Okay, great.
Are you ready?
I guess.
We're going to walk back into the studios.
Okay.
Oh, my buddy. My buddy, Charles.
Here he is.
Wow. Sylvie, that was a whirlwind of a day. And then the surprise party, what a way to end. That was so nice.
It was like we had come off of that duck boat, hot as ever, straight into the CRL interview. And then we had cake.
You know, I took that cake home and I ate the whole thing.
Listen, that as you should, yeah. It was a big deal. 100 is a big deal.
Yes.
It was just great to like get everybody involved and see the thing come together.
It was so great. It was so nice to have so many people involved. I was so surprised that we were like in these locations. It was really great.
Yeah, it was a full circle moment with Flower.
Yeah.
Yeah, now what? I guess is the big question. What's next?
Well, I mean, I think it's obvious. We have to do another 100. Let's go.
Let's go.
And I mean, we have to say thank you to the locations, to Flower, to the duck boats, to Wistia, to my home office, to our special guests, Frank on social media, Brendan. I'm going to thank you again as being an interviewer. Then I have to thank Charles, aka CRL. That was just a delight.
Your fave. All right.
All right.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
Talking Too Loud is brought to you by Wistia, hosted by Chris Savage, produced by me, Sylvie Lubow, along with Adam Day. Executive produced by Wistia Studios. This episode was mixed by Maria Passingham of Edit Audio. Listen to Talking Too Loud wherever you listen to podcasts. And hey, rate and review us wherever you listen. And check out more content from Wistia Studios at wistia.com.